Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Eric Metaxas Show. You've hit it on a fun day. Today, Thursday, is the day we do a segment we call Ask Metaxas. I'm Metaxas. Mm-hmm. Albin, you can ask the questions and go.
Go, 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 go. Besides yourself, who is your favorite or a favorite author? Who is your favorite or a favorite
author? Who's my favorite author besides me?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I'm actually, this is true. I am my favorite author, and I'm also my second favorite author. So we've got to go to number three.
Ooh.
Herman Melville.
Really?
Homer. I think we better skip this question. Next question.
What is something you believe that very few others do?
That my mommy and daddy are the best parents in the world. Specifically, Nick and Anna Metaxas are the world's best parents. That is my firm belief. Not everybody agrees with me, but I don't care because I know I'm right.
I thought it was Albina and Anthony Sadar.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
Feel free to get it wrong, man.
Okay. Here's the next question. When are you coming to speak in Nashville?
Well, I get questions like this routinely. You have to go to ericmetaxas.com where it says schedule. It tells you all the speaking engagements I have booked. While you're at ericmetaxas.com, you have to sign up for my newsletter. This is required by law. Sign up for my newsletter, and we will send you wherever I'm going, when I'm going, upcoming dates. Please do that. But I don't know that I have any dates. You have to check. You have to go to ericmetaxas.com, but I don't believe I have any dates in Nashville at present. And by the way, if you want to invite me in Nashville, you can invite me, and then suddenly, shazam, I'll have a date in Nashville.
There you go. Okay, next question. What news source do you trust?
Oh, that's easy. The Eric Metaxas Show, because we have the best guests on this program. For example, John Zmirak.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. I mean, I'm not kidding. We're living in a time where it's impossible to know. Like, I used to go to Fox News and not be annoyed. Now I go there and I'm always annoyed because they have some ridiculous stories about, you know, somebody is like rocking a bikini body at age 59. Mm. Like, that's really not news. So
they saw me at the pool.
I
then.
Think yes, they did.
Okay.
So I think I mean, I tell my friends, please listen to the show because I have on amazing guests. And I'm not saying this is the only source for news. In fact, it's not any kind of a source for news, but I'm going to leave that.
Yeah, okay. Tucker Carlson is still a good source over there.
Oh,
right? Oh yeah.
I forgot Tucker.
Yep. Okay, if you could
are others.
Yeah. If you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, who would it be?
Who would want to have dinner with a dead person?
I don't know.
Because they can't eat.
No.
They can't digest. There's no metabolism to speak of. So I'm just going to say that's a silly question. I reject it.
Okay. This ties in. How can I pre-order your Is Atheism Dead book?
Is that a trick question?
No.
Because okay, well, I'll just say go to ericmetaxas.com. This is easy. Go to ericmetaxas.com for all your needs. You can see under books, click the tab, and it'll tell you how to pre-order Is Atheism Dead. And I hope you will.
I'm really personally looking forward to this one, and I know you loved writing it because it's a pushback book.
I'm very excited about this. I don't think I've been this excited about a book in a very long time. Yeah. There's just something about it. There's some stuff in there that's going to blow people's minds, I think.
Yep. Yeah. So go get it, folks. Aloha, Eric. This is the next question. Have you ever surfed in Hawaii?
Of all the states I have never surfed in, Hawaii is one of them. You know what? I have to confess, I've actually never surfed in any United States, especially the ones on the coast. And I've actually never surfed anywhere on the planet. So no, I have not surfed in Hawaii. I've not even visited Hawaii. I would love to visit Hawaii, but I haven't gotten around to it. So no, I've never visited and never surfed there. Thank you. Next question.
Yes, we need some folks to invite Eric to a church in Hawaii.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great. Next question. How do I sign up for the newsletter?
Oh, stop it. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Really?
Hurry up.
Okay. Yeah, do it, folks. Do you sing or play an instrument? I like this one.
Yes.
You do. Okay. Sing something for us, please.
Well, no, I love to sing.
You play trumpet.
My mother was part of a choir. My father was always in the Greek church choir, and I love to sing. I have sung at various times. Nothing I'm willing to be very public about at present, but I think I have two songs that I recorded that are on SoundCloud. If you can find my, I mean, I'm not kidding, but. The instrument, I grew up, I played the trumpet.
Yeah, I thought so.
And the problem with the trumpet is it's not the kind of an instrument that really you can carry on with later in life. A piano or a guitar would have been a better choice. But you know what? I'm stuck.
Yeah, well, tell that to Louis Armstrong, right?
Right.
Okay, here we go. Another one. What's going on with your hair?
A lot of stuff. It's growing magnificently. But you know what? I found that it started to thin. And so I take a lot of Nutramedics products, Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. And so far, they have been useless. But I don't take them for the hair issue. I take them for other reasons. But yeah, I don't know what that question is. I think that's because in the video, the original Ask Metaxas video, I was on the street and I wasn't aware that my hair was messy. So I think that's a carryover question.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because one of the questions coming up here is about Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric.
Forget that.
Forget that one.
Skip it.
Okay, forget it. Skip it. Okay. Oh, I love this one. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Why are you so epic and cool?
Okay, now I know that's a real question. Why? Not are you. Why are you so epic and cool? And I have to say, I don't know why. It's a burden. It's something I've accepted about myself. It's not easy, but with God's grace, I will continue to be to the extent that I am epic and cool. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, very good, very good. Here's another one. Somebody seemed to be a setup, but I think people really want to know. We have gotten this several times. How can I order your books without going through Amazon?
You are skipping questions. I could see it right now. I saw what he did there.
Okay.
The next question is favorite raw bar item. Come on.
Well, I skipped. I did skip that one. I'm sorry. The raw bar item. I wasn't sure.
This is a real question. Somebody wrote in, folks, every week we're going to do this, and we're posting this on my Instagram story, and you can write any question, and I'm trying to answer them all seriously. This one is, what is your favorite raw bar item? And I will tell you, pecanic oysters. I think they call them pico oysters. Unbelievable. When I was a kid, we would summer on the Peconic Bay on the North Fork, the unhip fork of Long Island. Peconic Bay oysters. Unbelievable.
Okay. I'm sorry I skipped that one. What happened was we were running out of time before we got on the air, and I was like, okay, I missed one. Did you want to answer the very next one, too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The next one is just three simple words. Water or Coke?
Okay, Coke is dead to me. We understand that when they made this choice to be fully woke, you cannot patronize a company that just goes all in on lunacy. So I will not drink Coke products. I'm a Pepsi man, Fanta, RC Cola, whatever it is. Anything but Coke.
Yeah, Ann and I like Dr. Pepper. He's not a real doctor, kind of like Joe Biden, not a real doctor.
Not a real doctor.
Right, okay. Now, again, ordering through your books without Amazon.
So this is a real question.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
I tell everybody there's a couple of ways. First of all, if you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com under books, that will help you. But most of my books are now available at mystore.com. mystore.com. It's affiliated with mypillow.com. You can go to mypillow.com. It's on the right-hand side. Or you can just go to mystore.com directly. But we try to pass along our savings to the customer. You got to use the code Eric. But most of my books are available at mystore.com. mattresstopper.com.
Yeah, and since a lot of people like to read in bed, make sure you get the mattress topper, get the pillows, yes. get the everything yes. from yes. My Pillow.
And use the code Eric. But mystore.com, mypillow.com, that's what I recommend. Fortunately, for the viewers and listeners, we're out of time. Thank you. Hey folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? Viva Laura's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created Viva Laura Memory Support. Viva Laura is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLaura.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. Viva Laura is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey there, sports fans. I've got Steve Bannon as my guest. Remember Steve Bannon? Steve, I had so much fun during your program yesterday. I want to introduce my viewers and listeners to your program, War Room. Where does it air? It has a gigantic viewership and listenership. I only know because the response I got on social media that was unlike anything I've gotten in a long time. Tell us about what is War Room and where does it air?
Look, we're live from 10 to noon Eastern time every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and 5 days a week, come back at 5 to 6 p.m. I think arguably could be one of the biggest shows in the world, given our distribution into China, Mandarin, throughout Australia, Europe, everywhere. And you were a huge hit. Obviously, we want to have you back on quickly because people just love that kind of thought process you bring. It's a very engaged audience. It's not the scale of it. It's all activist. We're all about human agency. So you can go to Real America's Voice. The easiest way, just go to warroom.org, and they show all the distribution. We're on radio. We have 70 million downloads in the podcast. But we're live.
It's huge. Now, most people know you, if they don't know you, from War Room, and so many people listen and watch it, but they would know you, obviously, from the Trump administration. In my mind, you were one of a handful of people, tiny handful, that really seemed to understand the cultural import of what Trump represented. Talk about that just for a moment, because that's the bigger issue, and that's why what happened in the United States was a global phenomenon. Not many people were talking about the global phenomenon that happened. You were one of the few.
Yeah, look, I've been working on this since the financial crisis of 2008, when I kind of became a filmmaker. I kind of walked away from my investment banking and finance business, but. The way I think the best way to think about it is kind of from your writings, and particularly your book on Bonhoeffer, which is one of my favorite books, and your current books. divine providence is active in our lives and in world affairs, and you meet these providential characters. And Donald Trump was providential. I mean, he kind of galvanized in a person, in a leader, many of the undercurrents that have been going on in this country, particularly this populism, this economic nationalism, this understanding that this globalization was more than just economic, and there was something deeply against the Judeo-Christian West, but really against all spiritual endeavors, right? And I think we're seeing that. I think you're seeing now in this kind of the bald-faced Marxism, materialism, anti-spiritualism of this global elite, right? And the brutality of how they want to enforce their reign of terror. You're seeing it. So I think that very early on, I was fortunate enough, given my education where I'd worked, to see these trends, then to be Andrew Breitbart's partner. Then Andrew passed away. I kind of ran the site for a number of years and was really a big supporter of Trump's early on back in 13 and 14, because I saw him as a populist leader that was going to go against traditional controlled opposition republicanism. And now we're in the fight for our lives. We're in the fight for the – it's, you know, everything we've been talking about and what a fourth turning is, we're in a fight for the country. But the important things of Trump is he is a providential figure. He was – I think we only won through the intercession of divine providence in 16. And I say that as a someone that came into the campaign with 100 days ago being 10, 12, 14 points down, closing the gap and still having Billy Bush weekend and still winning and winning convincingly. And so – it's we're in very turbulent times, and I got to tell you, it's pretty evident to me that the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years is going to be a fight that the United States will either be the republic that was bequeathed to us for 14 generations and, quite frankly, bequeathed to us from London and Rome and Jerusalem and Athens, really as the new Jerusalem of the Judeo-Christian West, or we're going to be something very different. And you can see that every day in critical race theory, what's happening in the military, what's happening with the finances of the country across the board. So, Eric, well, that's why
you said yesterday when I was on your program, you said something about the cards are being flipped over. In other words, because Trump was such a utterly unique disruptor, he sort of caused, you know, the vermin to come out of the walls. They've been hiding for decades, and suddenly we see genuine cultural Marxism. In other words, it's not just, oh, we're fighting with the Democrats on this or that, or we have disagreements, but two worldviews became clear. There's the globalist agenda that is basically secularist, and then there's, you know, old-fashioned founders' vision of America and freedom and self-government, freedom of religion. These things, we've never seen such a division as we do now. So I know the reason so many people are turning to War Room is because there's almost no place that anyone's talking about this. They're not talking about this at Fox News. Don't you find it astonishing that virtually nobody seems to be talking about what we know are the most important things in our time?
They're corporate media, so they have a very different – I mean, they're very much focused on profitability. And if that audience has got to be a more centrist audience, it'll be a more centrist audience.
But I want to go back – that's a very nice way of saying they don't care about truth or America, isn't it, Steve?
I think they have other priorities besides the good of this republic. Look, you said something very powerful yesterday that's not – you talked about the long march through the institutions. This fight has been building for many, many years, and you've used a term – that I even think today, I used to use it, but it's kind of secularist. You had the secularist left. And he had the long march through the institutions, through Hollywood, through the media, through our universities, the high ground of high culture, right, and the high ground of pop culture. We're in a very different situation. And this is what Trump did as a provident, as divine providence and a providential figure, galvanized this movement. So now they understand, and the reason that I say they're turning over their face cards and playing Smash Mouth, they understand since they stole the election, they have very little opportunity to kind of jam this through in any type of even quasi-legal way. And that's why you're seeing critical race theory in the military, in the school systems. You're seeing the whole situation with vaccines. Remember today, they're coming out and telling you, and this is their saying, that the vaccines may actually not be effective about any of these new variants at all. In fact, Dr. Malone saying the vaccines could actually exacerbate what's going on. So all the truths, all the falsehoods are coming out. You say those vermin are now – these are radical, atheistic, materialistic Marxists. This is exactly what the Chinese Communist Party has, the Bolsheviks, the guys in the French Revolution, right? This is about destroying the nuclear family. It's about destroying those institutions. This is the power of the point you made about the long march through the institutions. This has been going on for 40 years. But now the providential moment we had is that they've turned their cards over. We see exactly what they want. The America they want is very evident from June of 2020. America on fire with anarchy, people on their knees, a complete redefinition of the American experience. So it couldn't be clearer. And that's why, to me, it's almost Manichaean now, in that you're on one side of this or the other.
Manichaean. You get $50 because no one's ever used the word Manichaean on this program before. Congratulations. Listen, let me ask you, because I hope to have you on again, so we don't need to get everything in. I want people to know who you are. And oftentimes, it's been my observation that you see somebody in the news and you really don't get the backstory. So I know that you're a man of genuine Christian faith. Where do you come from? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? And how did you become the Steve Bannon we know today?
It's very typical, you know, working class, middle class family. You know, our family's from Norfolk. We came over from Ireland to Boston, Baltimore, Norfolk, the big port towns, kind of a military family. Our people that worked around the base or either in the military, born in Norfolk, Virginia, a place called Ocean View. Very quickly went to Richmond, Virginia, where I was really raised from a couple of months old. My hometown's Richmond, and five kids, a father with a foreman at the lineman and a foreman at the phone company, supported five kids going to Catholic school our entire life, with a mom that stayed at home, a stay-at-home mom. In fact, a mom who couldn't even drive, and was and both of them high school graduates. My grandparents, if they were educated, all went as high as the third grade. So. And just education was everything. The Catholic Church, the life revolved around the Catholic Church and Catholicism. And we were all Democrats. And kind of the Vietnam War, we were very pro-military. So that was the separation. A lot of my family is still Democrats, but very patriotic. President Reagan was really the big galvanizing moment for a lot of the members of my family. And I went to a military prep school, went into the military after college, naval officer, and was on a destroyer out of San Diego in the South China Sea, Persian Gulf. And that's where I fell in love with Asia and China and back in the 70s. And then went to the Pentagon as an aide to the chief naval operations, and then went to Georgetown and Harvard, Wall Street with Goldman Sachs, and became a financier, had a pretty good run. And then later on, after I kind of quasi-retired, met this guy named Andrew Breitbart, who was this wild man out in L.A., helped finance the Breitbart, new Breitbart site. Andrew passed away, unfortunately, days before it was about to launch, and became, the financial crisis showed me, as my dad, who had his whole life been a believer in the system, dumped his AT&T stock, which right next to the Catholic Church was the second most sacred thing in our household. He just blew it out, dumped it. I said, the system's not working for the little guy. And I saw how they did that. And so I became more of a fire-breathing.
Yeah, something happened, and we're going to get back to that. Folks, I'm talking to Steve Bannon. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Steve Bannon. He is the host of War Room, one of the what do you call it? One of the most listened to podcasts or programs. I don't know. Everything has changed. I don't know what to call it.
We're essentially a TV show that comes up as a podcast because we live stream. We're on Dish. We're on the satellite. We're on cable throughout the country. So we're kind of a TV show, but we also do a pod. We just take the version, put up on podcast. So the podcast, as you know, it's more convenient for people, so it's become quite popular as a podcast. I think we're number four in the country, and back at the New York Times, NPR, and Ben Shapiro. We're number four, at least, ranked right now. So
wow.
We just want to thank everybody for coming on. But actually, the live show is much bigger because we're in Mandarin, we're in Japanese, we're going to Australia.
You're in Mandarin. Holy guacamole. That is unbelievable.
And blown through the firewall later in the day to Lao Beijing. We have a huge Chinese expatriate audience and freedom fighters in China. Our number one focus is to take down the Chinese Communist Party, to destroy it.
You said something earlier. I want to go back to it. I know I said this on your program yesterday, but I, I, after the election, I was always asking people that I know are smarter than I am about politics. What do you think happened? Is it just me? Does it look like the election was stolen? Because as an American, there can be nothing more horrifying to me than the idea that we, the people, would have been murdered, that somebody decided we don't care what you, the American people, want in a leader. We've got another idea, and we're going to do what we can. I don't want to believe that that's true. But when I talk to people who know way more than I do, they can give me chapter and verse. You seem to be someone also who is convinced that Joe Biden was not legitimately elected. I don't want to believe that, but you believe that.
I think the reason I believe it because the evidence shows that. And I think that's why you're getting to the bottom of it in Arizona and now Georgia, eventually Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. You know, I coming out of, you know, HBS, I was an honor grad from HBS and was, you know, recruited by the toughest department at Goldman Sachs, the mergers and acquisition department. So I can do math. And I've talked to many prominent hedge fund guys around the world. It is mathematically impossible for Joe Biden to have won. And now they're proving those. Now they're proving that with data and evidence. I'm a big supporter. We can't go forward until we get to the bottom of 3 November and to get to the bottom of the Wuhan lab. When you solve for those two parts of the equation, right, what happened in Wuhan and what happened at 3 November, we're gonna make progress. So
okay, but there are a lot of pessimistic people, often sure. often conservatives, and they go, it's never going to come out. They've got this they sort of want to lose. They're sort of in the, they have this idea that we're the noble losers. But you and I
– they're controlled opposition. What they are is a controlled opposition. And
well,
that's they're right. just as dangerous. They're almost as dangerous as the left.
Okay, so then you believe that we can get to the bottom of the election. What you know more about this than I do. So where are we right now with Maricopa, with Georgia? With what do you see happening as we see
Maricopa,
here?
Maricopa, it's tripartite. You have a full forensic audit of the ballots. You have a re-canvassing, right? And you have the machines part. I'm not a machines guy, but people, Mike Lindell and others, are working on the machines. But I can tell you right now, just from the full forensic audit and the ballots, there are going to be, in Maricopa County, starting to put out letters from the Senate, which has the plenary power to do this, back to Maricopa, about massive discrepancies that exist between the actual ballots and the vote count and how that all occurred. It's going to be huge court fights, but they have the power to decertify. I have never said that this will lead to a flipping of electors back to Donald Trump. And in fact, Trump never asked for that on January 6th. What we want is the certification process for the Biden electors to be reviewed. I strongly believe when the hard evidence comes out in Arizona, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and potentially maybe Michigan, but at least those four, you're going to see decertification of the Biden electors. And then we're going to be in uncharted territory constitutionally. But I say, let's not get ahead of the program. I know it's laborious and people say, well, I want a response right away. You're not going to get that. This has never happened in American history. This is amazing what these patriots are doing, but they're drilling down and they're going to come up with data, evidence, and science-based that shows people that Joe Biden he's illegitimate and did not legitimately win on November 3rd. And we don't have a choice. We have to get to that answer. And by the way, if Biden won, they would be all over us rubbing our nose in what the math is, what the ballots are, and they're not. What they're doing is fighting us every step of the way. Eric, I apologize. I got to bounce here in a minute. I'm doing a Chinese TV interview.
All right, sure. Folks, we're going to, do you have another minute or do you have to go now?
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So folks, let me ask you, Steve, you do believe we will get to the bottom of this. You think that we're tracking to get to the bottom of what happened?
I think we're tracking to come forward with data and evidence in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And those four states, I believe you're going to have forensic audits because you see it's happening in Georgia right now.
Will the media cover this? I mean, because there's silence.
They're going to be forced to cover it as news events, as things start to break. Already in Fulton County, you have Raffensperger, who's always been anti-this, saying he should put the Fulton County voter operation in receivership. Every day, if you follow this closely, there are major things happening, but the evidence is still to come out. You've seen a little bit of the, you know, showing a little bit of leg in Maricopa County. You're going to see more of that in the coming weeks ahead. This is going to be a fight. It's going to be a massive fight. They're just not going to sit there and go, oh, this is lovely. Trump actually won. Well, let's just get Trump back in the White House. they're not going to pat you on the head and say this is great. It's going to be a fight, but you can do it by coloring inside the lines. You can use the plenary power of these senates, these state senates, use their ability to send out subpoenas and get facts, evidence, and data. It's the truth that's going to set us free here.
Great to talk to you, Steve. Folks, stick around.
Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time.
Folks, things are getting insane. Insane. Do you hear me? Insane in the United States of America. Now, before I get into how insane things are, let me just tell you something normal and good. Nutramedics.com. Don't forget. Anything you need, folks, whether it's vitamin C or vitamin D or like whatever you do, melatonin, please go to Nutramedics.com. Please use the code Eric. Also, any of my books can be ordered, almost any, many of my books can be ordered at mystore.com. Again, use the code Eric. If you don't want to buy them from one of those big named outlets or whatever out there on the web, you can go to mystore.com, use the code Eric. And of course, for all your pillow needs, please go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric. And before, Alvin, I'm a little confused.
I
was just saying things are going crazy, and I meant like out there, and I'm sitting here in the studio, and you're wearing literally what looks like a tinfoil hat. You look like a Keebler elf, or you look like a Hershey's Kiss, but I don't think that's your intention, Albin.
What is happening? Wait, you see the D on here. This is an official...
No, I don't see the D. Hold on. This is a radio program. I've got to describe this for
really?
People who are not
okay.
watching this on video. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting in the studio. Everything seemed sort of normal, and you're wearing a tinfoil hat with a big blue D circled. You've got like a badge, a D badge on the tinfoil hat. Albin, can you explain...
Yeah.
to the audience and to the host of the show, Eric Metaxas, what is going on?
Well, this is the official DNC-issued conservative misinformation blocker. So just now, here's an example. Just now, I saw your lips moving, but I couldn't hear everything you were saying because it was working, because it blocks any misinformation from any conservative.
Oh, wait. So
yeah.
Biden and the DNC
yeah.
are issuing.
Yes.
Are they going door to door?
Yeah, yeah. At the same time, they're finding out if you were vaccinated, they're giving you one of these tinfoil hat so you can make sure that you don't get any dis or misinformation.
Okay, so this hat was given to you, it was paid for by tax dollars, and the DNC is handing these out to keep you from hearing what I like to call the truth and what they like to call misinformation.
Okay, I'm getting half of what you're saying because it's working.
Maybe you should take the hat off so we can understand each other. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay, 2 + 2 = 4. Did you hear that?
Yes.
2 + 2 = 4.
Well, not, no,
there
I
are
didn't.
Only two sexes and only two genders. Did
okay,
you hear that?
I heard that, but I better
right.
put this hat back on because I don't
yeah,
know
you
what
don't,
you're
I know.
Spewing
you don't
over
wanna,
there,
you don't
buddy.
Want to hear that stuff.
Yeah, listen, America has been fundamentally transformed, and they want to be careful and be sure that it doesn't get transformed back. So when Obama had his prediction in 2008, he said it was going to be fundamentally transformed.
Yeah.
We're living in it right now. But if you wear this hat, you're going to be happy with it. Okay, folks?
So it's kind of like the opiate of the asses.
There
that's kind
go.
Of interesting.
Yeah.
I got to say, that's, you know, obviously it's a biblical reference to Balaam's ass. So
the opiate of the asses,
that's beautiful that you can put that hat on and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Now, and the air quote president, you know, Joe Biden, he won't sniff your hair if you're wearing this as well for you young ladies out there.
Yeah. If you want to protect yourself from those presidential sniffs. But actually, the good news is he's not actually president. He's just playing that role. So, Albin, I'm trying to understand. You mean that the government is going door to door and they're not just asking if you've been vaccinated? By the way, I should say to my audience, if somebody comes to your door and asks you a question like that, I hope you have a big dog and you let it out at that moment. Or if you have a gun, you might want to let that person know that they're not welcome on your property, because that kind of intrusion in America, it's pretty sick. Hey, well, Alvin, I just noticed you're wearing a mask with the hat now.
I'm getting more properly attired here for the DNC. This is great, isn't it? Now, see, now I'm ready. I'm ready for the new world government, and it's wonderful. I am enjoying it immensely. I'm protecting you and me at the same time.
Okay. I just love the fact that because you're such a patriot, you're wearing the mask, even though it's completely unnecessary and foolish. You don't care. You're doing it pure love of country. And now you're putting on the eye patch for the pirate pandemic.
That's right.
Did people know that there's a new pandemic, the pirate pandemic, and that it enters through the right eye?
That's correct.
People didn't know about that.
I know.
The government is asking us to wear eye patches. And, of course, mine is at the cleaners, but it'll be out soon. And it's so important that we show our patriotism covering up every conceivable orifice. Our ears are next. But I guess if you wear the hat, you can't hear bad stuff. So that even works for that.
Whatever you said, I'm sure it's delightful, Eric. But the only thing is, I'm just hoping they can come up with something to help protect me from your white privilege. That's the next thing that has to happen.
Nothing can protect you from my white privilege. Even I'm a victim of it. Don't you understand, folks? Alvin, this is really this is so important that my audience understand that the government wants to take care of us. They want to block every bad thing, every meteor that might hit you or your family, every disease, every bad thing. They're here to make us feel comfortable.
And
isn't
it
a beautiful thing?
Thank you, government. Thank you very much.
Thank you, government. I love Big Brother. I love Big Brother. I feel like this is something that John Smirak made up. It's amazing that this is really happening, that you're wearing a tinfoil hat and an eye patch. And your twin brother also wearing these things?
I know that he is. I know that he is. And by the way, you talk about Smirak. I know he was on earlier. I didn't hear a word he was saying because I was wearing my official DNC tinfoil hat.
That's the whole thing, is if you don't want to hear Smirak, grab one of these hats.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin, I'm just so glad that you're finally going along with the program.
Yes.
Our government is trying to help. Is trying to help us.
We're on the cutting edge.
They don't want us to be harmed by the truth and stuff like that. Do we have anything more basic to share with our audience, or is this it? Can they hear about Nutramedics?
They can hear about Nutramedics one more time, because that is the truth. 20% off with Eric.
20% off, unless you're wearing one of these hats, and then you don't get anything off. If you use the code Eric, Nutramedics.com and mystore.com. It's hard for me to talk to you when you're dressed like that, Alvin, but I'm going to try. People keep saying to me they want to get my books. I've even noticed that if you go to places like Amazon, they don't even advertise the books anymore. They now have only the Kindle and the audio, and you have to kind of look hard to find the hardcover or the paperback, because I think they make more money because there's no paper and there's no ink. They just press a button and boom, they get $15 for sending some electrons in your direction.
Okay, so your lips were
you
moving,
go?
I have no idea what you're saying.
This is really tough. Folks, it's getting crazy out there, and you can join the craziness by continuing to listen to this program. We'll be right back with something very substantive. Holy cow, Alvin, thank you for taking that hat off. You were really scaring me there.
I know.
You were scaring me because I thought it was real for a minute. I thought it was real. Hey, I want to tell people.
It's real tinfoil.
Everywhere I go, I was just, as I said, in Birmingham, Alabama. And everywhere I go, and this is bizarre, people want to talk to me about the Bonhoeffer book. And I think I've written 13 books. And the Bonhoeffer book came out in 2010. That's 11 years ago. So a year ago, I put out a 10th anniversary edition. But no matter where I go, people want to talk to me about the Bonhoeffer book because they keep saying, this is what is happening today. This book is creepy to read because it's happening today. And I thought at some point I should mention that on this program, because when I was writing the book, so I was writing it in 2008, no kidding, I thought there are curious things about what happened in Germany in the 20s and then ultimately in the 30s that they struck me as oddly, you know, familiar. But I thought, well, not there yet. But sure enough, as the decade has passed, many things that you see happening in the story of Bonhoeffer, obviously it's just history, it's just my book version of what happened back then. But what I say, and this is kind of my point, is that I believe God called me to write that book, to tell that story for us today.
Yeah.
In other words, at the time, I didn't realize this. I was just writing a book to show this was a heroic Christian living in a time when it became increasingly difficult to speak freely, increasingly difficult to be any kind of a Christian, to speak the truth. And I know that the people back then did not listen to the warnings of Bonhoeffer. So he's like an Old Testament prophet.
Yeah.
And people, they weren't ready for it. They kept saying, nah, you're too much of a hothead. No, we need to listen to the government. We need to trust the government. And the liberals and the conservatives both did the same thing. They did it for different reasons, but they refused, the church I'm talking about, refused to stand up to the government. They basically had different reasons why. Some people said, oh, we want to preach the gospel. We don't want to get political.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? When people are going to their deaths in boxcars, it might be time to speak out against that. Now, if that seems political, who cares? You're speaking up for what is right. So the parallels that I see today, we're not there yet. But I honestly believe that if we don't heed the warning of what happened in Bonhoeffer's time. So if you have a copy of the book, now might be a good time to reread it. If you don't understand that what happened then is happening now, and it will go in the same direction. I mean, it won't be the same thing. We might not have, you know, death camps. But the point is, who cares how it goes? We just know that when freedom gets canceled, it's only because people who have freedom didn't fight while they had the freedom. And so I've wanted to say this for weeks now, because everywhere I go, and I've been traveling a lot, people keep asking me to talk about this. I just spoke about it in Birmingham, Alabama. And I thought, let me say it on this program, that the Bonhoeffer story, I think, is a warning to us that if we do not do something different from what they did in Germany, in other words, if we do not stand up, if we do not heed the warning of Bonhoeffer, we will go in that direction. We're going in that direction. And it is only if we wake up, and I mean wake up now, because what happened in Germany, and this is kind of the key, there was a window when Bonhoeffer was trying to wake them up. And then at some point it was like, boop, game over, too late, it's over. And so people like Martin Niemöller, he woke up and it was too late.
Yeah.
And he gave his famous poem where he talks about, you know, they came for this one, I didn't speak up. They came for that one, I didn't speak up. So folks, when they come against anybody, when they come to cancel somebody, to shut somebody up, if you don't speak up, you've become part of the problem. They try to cancel somebody, whether it's me or all the people that have been canceled. Stand up for them. Try to help them. If we don't stand together now, it doesn't matter if you agree with everything I say, but this is fundamentally un-American. Anyway, just wanted to say that. Thanks for listening.